Beautiful. Miss Diane, you sang that very well. All right. Yeah. Turn with me to Romans, if you would, please. The kids are going next door, right? All right, let's have the kids dismissed. They're going to have their class next door. And the rest of us turn to Romans chapter 1. We're going to be in a few different verses. They're all in Romans, though, so it'll be easier to find. And we're going to talk about that great deal that we get. That great deal. You know, how do you know when you get a good deal on something? You're going out to buy a car or something, and you go in there, and you negotiate, you do your best, and you come out of there thinking you got the best deal ever, that no one is as good as negotiator as you. And you go home, and you start telling your family or friends the great deal you got, and they're going, man, you're getting taken. You know, paying $2,000 over markup is not a good deal. But how do you know, though, you know, if you got a good deal or not? And you have to look at the value of what it is that's being bought and how much you paid for that. So if you get something, you have the opportunity to buy something, and it is something precious and priceless, and it costs you very little, you would say, I got a good deal. And if it costs you nothing, you got a better deal. And so there's some things that we got to remember. As we said that this morning, we're talking about remembering the years and the things that will help us in our times of trouble and difficulty and things that we need to remember. But also, Romans points out some things here that we can see that we have a good deal in. We got the best bargain, the best price, the best deal ever. And maybe we don't even realize it, or maybe we forget. And so it's a good thing to go back and look at some of the things that the Bible brings out to us, just to remind us we got it good, and we have the best deal ever. So first item we see here in Romans chapter 1, verse number 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." We know the scriptures tell us we got a great deal in salvation. Salvation was free to us, but worth everything. Salvation is worth giving up everything for in order to be a child of God. There is nothing that this world can offer us in substitute for salvation. It may trick some people. It may deceive some people as they hear the gospel and realize that maybe they want more out of life. Maybe they want more belongings. Maybe they want more money. Maybe they want more power, more prestige, something in this life. And they spend their whole life trying to gain something that's not a good deal. And they miss the fact that they could have had salvation. Salvation gives us that good deal. And we know that we have a good deal in salvation because God paid the price for us and it was free to us. How would you like to have a house or a car or something worth a lot and someone else goes and pays it for you and just gives you the deed to it? That's a good deal. That's what we all would want. And that's what we got through salvation. And sometimes we forget about that. And God wants us to remind us that you have a good deal in salvation. So if everything else blows up in your life, you're still good. You still got a good deal through salvation. But in Romans chapter 5, in verse number 10, it gives us another good deal. All this is of God anyways, none of us. All of this is from God. God's the only one that can give us that good deal. Romans 5:10 says, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." We have reconciliation to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you really think about that when you come to the prayer closet of your life and you start praying to God and praying to the one that's the God of the whole universe? Do you realize that you're related to that God? Do you realize you've been reconciled to Him? Do you realize your name is written down in the book of life and He knows your name personally? And you can come to the Father at any time, any moment of your life, and pray and thank Him and praise Him for who He is. And nobody can stop you from doing it because you got a good deal. You've been reconciled with God. Before you were saved, you had a void in your heart and your life. You had a void where there's no peace at all. You tried to fill it with other things of life, but nothing could substitute what God had for us. Until we got saved, then we realized we have not only salvation, but we have reconciliation to God. There's no more condemnation, Romans 12 tells us. There's no condemnation that keeps us from God. We've been reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a good deal. But also Romans chapter 4, verse number 7, says, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Praise God that we have forgiveness of the Father. Praise God we have the benefit and the deal of forgiveness. How many people do you know in your life that you might have said something or done something and now you're sorry for it? You go back to them and tell them, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, I mean to do that. And they don't want to have anything to do with you. They've been hurt. Their feelings are hurt. They don't want to forgive you. They don't want to look at you. They don't want you to talk to them. You've been cut off. Praise God, He's not that way. I'm so glad my God gives us forgiveness. And He tells us that if we'll just confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I say that's a good deal. Because I say every day, though I don't want to, every day I have a sin that I cause against my Father, and I don't want to. Paul said the same thing. Those things that I do, I don't do. Those things I don't do, I do. And that's exactly the same way we are, because we're all human. We all have human nature. We all know. Now, I don't want to sin against my God. I don't want to do anything that's going to disappoint my Father. But it will come up. It will happen. And because of the forgiveness of the Father, I have the best Father ever and anybody could ever have, that He'll forgive me for anything if I just ask Him. I know some earthly fathers that wouldn't do that. But my Heavenly Father is not that way. He gave us a good deal through salvation and reconciliation and forgiveness. Romans 6:23, you know that verse, for the wages of sin is death. But, praise God for that, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, what if God says, I'm going to forgive you of your sins. I'm going to reconcile you to myself. So that every moment that you have here on earth will be together. But after you die, it's over. The relationship ends. You only have 10 more years, 8 more years, 30 more years. After that, it's over. No, God says it's just beginning. This life that we have here is a life that God grants to us the privilege as children of God to be able to serve Him, show that Him that we love Him, show our obedience to Him during our life while we're here. So when this life is over, we get eternal life with Him. We get eternity with the Father, and we get to serve Him forever and ever based on our faithfulness during those short few years that we had on this earth. God has promised us eternal life. I'd say that's a good deal. We didn't have to do anything to earn everlasting life. Jesus did it all. All we had to do is accept Him as our Savior. We're missing out. We don't forget when we forget the things that God has given us. He's given us that salvation, reconciliation, forgiveness, eternal life. We talked about this next one a little bit this morning, Romans chapter 15. In verse 13, now the God of hope, and He is my hope, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, Why? That ye may abound in hope. How? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. God has given us the power of the Holy Ghost. When He saved you, that was a good deal. Salvation for free, I'll take it. Then He gives us reconciliation. Now we are bonded together, He tells us. And I'm your father, you are my son, and we're going to be bonded together. And if you do anything wrong, I'm going to forgive you if you just ask. And then one day after your work is done on this earth, I'm going to bring you home and you're going to spend all eternity with me. But while you're here, you don't have to do anything for me out of your own power. I'm going to supply you with the power you need to serve me. So you don't have to do it in your own flesh. That's a good deal. The only reason why we get discouraged and disappointed and we start to fade and we start to burn out and doing God's work is because we forgot to use God's power. We're doing it all in our own power, and that ain't going to last long. We need His power. We were having a problem with the TV earlier this morning. We're trying to play with it this afternoon, so the TV ain't coming on. Is it the remote batteries or is it something else? Well, I found out somebody unplugged the TV Friday night when they plugged something else in. We didn't plug it back in, and that's why it wasn't working. And so I told Brother Dirk, I said, that reminds me of you, brother. Sometimes you don't get plugged in. When you go get plugged in, you don't work. But once you get plugged in Jesus, you start working. That's how we all are. God has given us the power through the Spirit of God to work for Him and to do great and mighty things in His name. But it ain't ever going to happen if we don't get plugged into God. But He's already given us that power. Can you just think about these things for a moment to stir your... Just get that wood burning again inside of you. Because this is what we need. God has shown us, look, you got a good deal in salvation. If that's all I gave you, that was enough. But then I reconcile myself with you so there's no more void between me and you. You're going to be with me. And then if you do anything wrong, I'm going to forgive you of anything that you ever do that's outside of my will or my word. And then I'm going to spend eternity with you. And then I'm going to give you power on this earth to do great and mighty things more than even Jesus did. Jesus said that Himself. That we would do greater things than He ever did. Because we have the power of God. But He's not done. I mean, all that's a good deal, but He's still not done. Romans chapter 8, verse number 17. And if children, then heirs. That's us. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. God has given us a position with Him. We're heirs, not only heirs, we're joint heirs with Christ Himself. What did you do to earn the privilege to have a position with God where you're a joint heir with the Son of God? Nothing. You did nothing, but God has given you that. And you should say, hallelujah, what a great deal I got. Through Christ. I got a position with God. I'm heirs with God. I'm co-heirs with Christ. That means we're on the same platform with God Himself, not because of our righteousness, because of what He gave us, His righteousness. We got the best deal ever. And we forget about it sometimes. But He's not done. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28, you should know that one. It's a good memory verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God has given us a purpose in this life. God has given us a purpose in the next life, in the afterlife. He tells us that we're going to be kings and priests. As we studied on Wednesday night, the book of Revelation, we learned that we're going to be there with Christ, one through the 1,000-year reign. We're going to be looking over and overseeing and judging other nations and peoples and tongues based on what you've done while you're here on the earth. Your position with God for all eternity is going to be given to us, and we're going to have that position and fulfill it for God. And then after he's done with that 1,000 years and he wipes away all evil in the world, and he starts off a new heaven, a new earth, we're going to reign with him forever and ever. And our position will still be with God forever. And he gave us a purpose. He says we are going to have a purpose. We are called according to his purpose. Sometimes in life we can feel like we have no direction. No purpose in life. What are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to be? I feel lost. I don't know where am I supposed to be at. I don't know what decisions to make. I don't know what my purpose is in life. You know, some people spend all their life trying to figure out how they fit in. And they're never going to fit in without Christ. But once you accept Christ as your Savior, God has a purpose for your life. All he wants you to do is fulfill that purpose. You say, well, what is that purpose? Read the book. He's going to show you. God has a purpose for every single one of us. God wants you to use your talents and abilities for him. He gave them to you for a purpose. God wants you to use the power that he supplied through the Holy Spirit. He wants you to use it for a purpose, his purpose. God has supplied you with the abilities to do great things in God's name, but we got to do it for his purpose. God has given us forgiveness so that we, when we get in trouble and difficulties, we can ask God to forgive us. He'll cleanse us from our unrighteousness for his purpose. God has reconciled us to himself that we may fulfill his purpose. God has a purpose for us. We all have a reason for being here on this earth. And when that purpose is done, God will bring us home so we can be with him forever and ever. And then we're going to fulfill another purpose that he has for us in glory. I think the children of God got the greatest deal ever. If you believe that, then when things don't go your way and when things are getting difficult, when things are troubling, when your children make decisions that you're not happy with, when your parents do something crazy that you wish they wouldn't. I'm just kidding, Kim. And things just go upside down. That's not a time to get all worried and upset and mad and angry and start being upset with God and say, why are you allowed us to have, why is it? Don't even ask why. God doesn't need to answer you when you ask why. You don't need to know why. But what you need to know is to remember that you got the greatest deal ever. And though life may be unfair, people may be unfair, the world may be unfair, Satan definitely is unfair. It's okay. We got the greatest deal ever in God. And we need to remember that because there's no better deal than the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand for a few moments.